This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the longest reigning undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race, folks. 35 plus years in our radio presence. We're knocking out all bumps. Straight up, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line, the studio text line. Yes, that's hot. That's happening. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, couple guys got slain last night, and I don't mean, literally, but figuratively. Man, holy cow. Talk about not being able to stop a fight. Both a boxing match and a UFC fight went on too long last night. Of course, fighter safety is what this is all about. Combat sports, we're not there to watch people die. We're there to watch a sport. Straight up, boxing had a bad night. Of course, we're talking about the WBO 122-pound champion, Isaac Dogbo. And, of course, his father in the corner, not knowing the media, not knowing to stop the fight. That's the problem with fathers in the corner. They're emotionally involved. They either let it go too far or they cut it too short. There's no median with these guys. There's no median. The bottom line is Isaac Dogbo suffered because his father was in his corner last night. And Brian Ortega, man, what was this corner thinking that UFC fight with Max Holloway? I mean, he had his head handed to him. From the second round on, this kid getting beat. 5 minutes round, just taking a beat down, folks. Two beat downs on television last night. Not good for combat sports unless you're into blood and gore. If you are, can I say, check out a horror movie, not combat sports. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Get on up, get up.
From the godfather of soul, James Brown, to the godfather of HBO, Larry Merchant. Larry, a celebration last night. HBO has called it a day, and it was great to see you on TV. How do you feel?
Well, I feel that I was invited to a physician-assisted funeral, and I felt it was my obligation to show up, and the stands were mostly empty. The parking lots are mostly empty. A kind of a fitting farewell after a historic run of 35 years or so. And I'm happy that boxing is having this little uplift with some good fights hoping into view. Maybe there's a genuine boom coming.
You know I'm super emotional. Being left-handed, I tend to cry about and all that kind of good stuff. But when you talked about the empty parking lots and the empty seats, that brought my eye, made my eyes a little moist there, because you know that's not the way you and I want to remember HBO Championship Boxing. We surely don't want to remember it with a Clarissa Shields main event going out, and we had great fights like Hagler and Hearns. And Godfather, I mean, I've heard you excited so many times on the radio, I mean, on television, and then on the radio reliving these fights and this and that. You're part of a boxing history. HBO is part of boxing history. And, you know, and I'm not going out on a limb and saying this, but you are the most prolific boxing analyst of the past 35 or 40 years. Since Cosell packed it in, it's all been Larry Merchant since 1978, essentially. And, you know, we love you and we cherish you. And each week, if I get a chance to talk to you on the phone, I feel incredibly honored. And I know my listeners do as well.
Well, thank you, Pedro. But remember, there's no crying in boxing.
I cry all the time.
Look, they went out with a whimper rather than a bang. And what they've been doing for the last few years has been leading to this. It was almost like they wanted to tiptoe out so they wouldn't be noticed too much. On the same night of HBO's last show, with two women's events, which had never happened on HBO before. Lomachenko, one of the top-ranked and most exciting fighters in the sport, was fighting in Madison Square Garden. And the replay of the Wilder Fury fight was playing on Showtime. And so in a way, it was appropriate, even though a little heartbreaking, for the way HBO just sort of snuck out. In a way, it's a passing of the torch ceremony. And I think boxing, with all the new platforms and all of the fights for next year that have already been announced and that look like they're going to happen, that we had our time. It was a good time. We all have generational memories of where we were and how it went down. And now it's over. And it's sad, and obviously, for a lot of us. But it's the way of the world. And I'm hoping that this little boomlet that we're seeing in boxing will turn out to be a real boom.
Well, I think it is, because it's, you know, they're looking at the worldwide market now. They're not just looking at the USA, maybe in Britain and a couple of places
you're
in Europe.
Exactly, you're exactly right, Pedro, in this sense. You know, and to some extent, boxing has always been an international sport. But in terms of being able to see the fights and so on, it's only recently that we've seen some fights from abroad and so forth. And now that's all happening because of new technology that allows it, these new platforms, and we're gonna not just read in the small type about some fight that happened in Japan.
We get to watch
it. Or Buenos Aires, you're going to actually be able to see the fight.
Yeah.
So in that sense, the global community of boxing is growing in terms of if your interest and can be stoked, and you can find a way to escape the real world by watching boxing almost every day of the year.
More box, quote this Hall of Famer, more boxing than you can handle, end of quote.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that. And so you have to skillfully navigate through all of the stuff. And in total fairness, I watched some of the Lomachenko fight, and it was totally one-sided. And so were the fights. All of the HBO fights were totally one-sided. The challengers rarely won a round. So,
Godfather, there's a possible star born, though, in this guy, Emmanuel Navarrete. I don't know if you saw him, but he totally dismantled the WBO 122-pound guy from Ghana. Isaac Dogbo was undefeated, highly heralded, coming in, favored by Las Vegas sportsbooks. But this kid from Mexico just lit him up like the White House Christmas tree.
Well, I've read about it, but I haven't seen the fight. I have it on my computer, and I will be taking a look at it. And coincidentally, the driver who drove me to the StubHub's center about an hour from where I live yesterday was from Ghana, and we talked about Ike Corte and Nelson and all those good Ghanaian fighters, and now another one that's gone down.
Yeah, and there was the Nicholas Walters kid, or was he from Haiti? We were so high on him a couple years ago.
Walters was from the Caribbean.
Okay.
He may have been Ghanaian for all I know, but he came from the Caribbean.
We were real hot on him, and he fizzled out in a heartbeat.
Well, hey, that's boxing. whether that was his fault or maybe he just had a couple of spectacular wins and against guys we never heard of and lost his will to train, which is not uncommon in boxing, and all of that. And that's how we pass torches and winnow out the real champs, the guys who want to who get to the top and want to stay there, from those who just are momentarily touch the peak.
Interesting. The Godfather, Larry Merchant's our guest. Of course, HBO riding off into the sunset with a card last night, of course, ceiling featuring Clarissa Shields on top. And if there ever was a way to go out uneventful, I mean, talk about it. I mean, I'm sorry, Godfather, and you know how much, how pro-woman I am. I think women should run the world. I think they're a little bit smarter than a lot of men, blah, 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 blah. Of course, men have done such a great job to almost destroying the planet. But the bottom line is, when it comes to women boxers, they don't deliver, not on the entertainment factor, but women's MMA fighters go for the throat. So it's a big difference there, you know?
I can't dispute that. Although my memory of Riker, was her name?
Lucia, yeah.
Yeah, well, she was a serious fighter. She sparred with men, and she was an assailant in the ring. But it is what it is, and maybe it fills some kind of void, but it doesn't fill seats.
Godfather, what do you think about this guy Rocky Fielding that Canelo's going to fight next week? He looks like an awfully big guy, but he has that lummox look to him. He looks a bit clumsy. Have you seen any tape of him?
No, I haven't, but look, it was the first fight in an 11-fight contract, a British produced and run and owned the network that gave that massive contract to Canelo, and so they put him on against a British guy who's from a slightly higher weight division, and look, we know what that's all about, and it's a showcase for Canelo, presumably, going in, and we'll see where Canelo goes after that, and who is he going to fight Jacob? Is he going to fight one of those, one of the brothers? I can't think of their names off the top of my head.
The Charlo brothers.
Yeah, the Jamal, the one who was turned into a full middleweight. We're going to give them a couple years and see if they can make some matches that we care about, or are they just using Canelo as their lead singer and to try to get attention for the network.
Well, Godfather, with that, I would say I will give you back to the Godmother on this Sunday morning. I thank you so much for your time. And what can I say? HBO had a hell of a run, but it wouldn't have had a run without you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. And, all of us are just footnotes in a long book, and boxing will carry on without us.
The great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
A sugar is fine.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517.
800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fat.
Mama said you're not bragging when you're telling the truth. 27 and a half minutes past the hour, hour number one of two of Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. From L.A., the City of Angels, and Larry Merchant to Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, and bringing Johnny Signorella, a.k.a. Johnny Sig. What's up, Big John?
How's it going today, Pedro? Thanks for having me on, my brother.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Excellent. It was an excellent week of fights, I thought. I mean, of course, starting with the Fury-Wilder fight last week, which is still controversial. Now the WBC has ordered a rematch, a world of bunko and chicanery. That wasn't too hard to imagine them ordering a rematch, but they ordered a direct rematch. Is that the same as immediate?
Yeah, you know, and I think the whole thing is that because of the controversial nature of the fight, as good as the fight was, there was controversy, and I think they're doing the right thing by running that thing back ASAP, and I think that if they do it in UK, huge numbers in the United Kingdom.
Why would Deontay Wilder want to fight him again? I mean, he was outside of the two knockdowns, like Hector Martinez says, he lost all but 18 seconds of the fight.
That's a great question. I think that he wants to go back out there and finish what he believed he could have, you know, ended in that first fight. Did you see Deontay Wilder's face when Tyson Fury got up? Like, Deontay was celebrating a little bit. Like, we all thought. We thought he killed Tyson Fury. I'm glad he didn't.
Did.
But then all of a sudden, at the count of seven, you saw Deontay Wilder's face like the rest of the world's face, like, are you serious, bro? You're getting up from this? And so I think he wants to go out there and try to get the job done sooner this time, and we see what we get. But I'm looking forward to that rematch for sure.
Okay, now that'll probably take place in the UK and do 90,000 people. Wilder's not the draw, obviously. Fury was the draw. All those people were in the house that night. Most of them came from, like, the UK and Europe.
I tell you what, Vegas is also making a high bid on this because they saw how many people traveled over to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You know what? Vegas is a little bit more fun, not to knock Los Angeles, but you know what? We got gaming here, and we got everyone knows what Vegas is about, guys.
And you got hookers.
So there it is.
Hookers on the strip. I'll never forget my first time to Las Vegas. I'm walking on the Las Vegas Strip in front of the Flamingo Hilton, and some girl says to me, have you got the time?
And then she goes, have you got some time? And I said, do you have the time? And stupid me, I had a watch back then and there, right? I go, oh, it's 11:45 or something like that. She goes, no, do you got? I didn't know what was going on. I was just a naive, man. Naive kid.
100%.
I'm a young kid, 1982, man. I'm in, like, Las Vegas. These girls are propositioning me. I have no idea I'm being hit on by hookers. Anyway, of course, that was the old Las Vegas Strip. Now everything's done, like, you know, behind the scenes. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about the WBO 122-pound champion, Isaac Dogbo, and his father. Of course, his father's his trainer, his manager, his everything, you know. And what happened last night is his father, I think, let it go too long.
Absolutely, man. Emmanuel Navarrete beat him down over 12 rounds. This fight should have been stopped by about the ninth. When a fight's not competitive anymore, Pete, and you see this man's face busted up, the body language in between rounds, not being responsive, looking like he didn't want to go back out there. Poor kid after the fight in Dog Bay, slurring his speech. And he's a great gentleman, a good look for the sport, good kid, articulate, exciting, passionate. Man, he got broken last night. And I think the residual effects from this fight are going to be scary down the stretch in that this young man's career might be completely derailed. Had they had stopped this fight earlier, you got to take the L sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was not going to be competitive in this fight. And I think they underestimated Navarrete big time.
Well, did I tell you Dogbo was at the WBO convention less than a month ago in Panama? And I don't know how far Panama is from his training camp, but, you know, the Mexican wasn't there.
Yes, sir. You got a great point there. You know, he should have been in training camp, especially considering how violently this man, Emmanuel, fought last night. He was relentless, changing angles, cutting the ring off, jabs, straight right hands, hitting Dog Bay, and making Dog Bay think about every second of every round, making a fighter think is so taxing on a fighter, not only mentally but also physically, because you're in constant motion. I mean, amazing game plan for Navarrete and his team last night. All respect in the world. And let's wish Isaac Dogbe a speedy recovery.
He lost the only time Mr. Navarrete has lost, I think, in his sixth fight, a four-round decision somewhere in Mexico. But he's 26-1 now. I mean, he is the real deal. He's got that long reach. He's tall. He's lanky. 22 KOs. But what I really like was the fact that, and I know this sounds a little weird, but he was dogging Dogbo. And when you dog guys, in other words, like, I'm running back at you. And he never let him up. He just dogged him throughout. I know the guy's name was Dogbo, but he got dogged pretty thoroughly here. And I really think this guy, Emmanuel Navarrete Martinez, I think that he may be a future Mexican superstar. He's ranked number one in the world as far as boxer is concerned. And I think that ranking deserves, based on that fight last night, he deserves to be number one at 122.
I agree. You know what? He went in with a very sound game plan. He said, you know what? I want to get this guy out by the eighth round. Now, sometimes when you look for the knockout, it's not the best thing in the world. But his reasoning for this was, I don't want these people to rob me. I want to win this title. You know, it's hard to take the title away from the champion, especially if you're not the A side, right? So he's going in on a B side, understanding that. And I love the stones he showed with the passion and commitment to his game plan. That was very exciting. And that, you know, his championship, world champion quality stuff right there, Pete.
Okay. He made one mistake, I thought, when he took that round off and he let Dogbo get assertive, and I think the announcers picked up on that as well. I don't think he'll but his hand was hurt. I think he broke his hand, and I think it was a broken hand afterwards. But, you know, straight up, I give him an A performance. You give Dogbo an A performance as far as courage and guts and desire is concerned, but I give his father an F. You know, I mean, I told you about the story where Rico Velasquez, his father, the kid had been knocked down five times in a 10-round fight. And going into the 10th round. We're in the 9th round. He'd been knocked down four or five times. The referee missed a couple of knockdowns. He went into the fight with a broken nose. He had been knocked out and put into convulsions about 6 to 8 weeks earlier by a 122-pound contender by the name of Ramiro Adames. This was all in McAllen, Texas. And yet 6 to 8 weeks after suffering convulsions, they put him in a fight with then-unbeaten David Gonzalez, who was a California lightweight champion at the time. Of course, he went on to kill Robert Wangila as well. He had two ring fatalities on his record. But, you know, you can see that coming. And I told you, Johnny, between the 9th and the 10th round, I went to the corner, and I said, stop the fight. And the referee told me, go sit down. So I went to the father, and I told the father, stop the fight. And the father ignored me and looked at his kid and said, show me some balls. And the kid went out 40 seconds later, Johnny, he was dead.
terrible. It's tragic, sad. When that kind of vibe is looming in the room, like the Grim Reaper, like we always talk about, like you catch that vibe, and it's not competitive, and you could see the writings on the walls. This isn't a game. This is someone's health. They're taking constant punishment in this thing. And if someone's not defending themselves properly, especially if they're capable and you know they're capable, then all of a sudden you're seeing them not be able to do so, there's a neurological problem and issue there. And people got to put their pride aside and sometimes be braver than the fighter, or you know, not be as brave as the fighter would, because a fighter doesn't like a fight to be stopped nine times out of ten. A guy doesn't want to go out like that because he doesn't want to be considered a quitter. But someone's got to come in and save a man from himself, in other words.
In a minute or less, now, do you think a fighter should just retire on his stool? I think it's a sound thing to do. You're getting your ass whooped. You can't go any further. You're not going to win this fight. Why should you just take more punishment for who? For the other guy or for the crowd? For who? I mean, who does that benefit?
I can speak from my personal experience is that you know when things aren't going your way. You know when your insides start to hurt. You know when every punch is adding up. You know when you're not feeling right. And also, you know strategically when a guy is just better than you. I'm not saying, you know, don't give it a shot. But if you know that, you know, all of a sudden the odds are really stacked against you and things are not going your way, you have to come to reasoning and live to fight another day and pull the plug. There's nothing wrong in doing so.
And then there's the act of bravery by Pedro Fernandez. Of course, slated to fight Zach Badia, the key, future IBF world champion. I missed weight. Smartest thing I ever did, Johnny. Smartest thing I ever did. He would have killed me. The guy was throwing 120 punches around. I kid you not. Zach Badia, look him up. The IBF junior welterweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Johnny Sigg after the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website,
WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Mighty Tower of Power, the late Rick Stevens on lead. Me and Rick go back a long, long ways. 1972, 1973. Man, Rick was the man, no doubt about that. Passed away a year ago, one of the great singers in soul music history. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, that song is so epic that Prince, you remember Prince, the late Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, he said he broke his virginity in the backseat of a car with this song going on the A-track over and over and over and over again, like on a loop, over and over again. Anyway, You're Still a Young Man, an important song in romance history. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, not to TowerOfPower.com. You would think so, though. Bottom line is, one of the best drummers I know is on the line, of course, from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a drummer. He's a genius. He's a boxing, we're going to say, aficionado. How many hours of combat sports you watched yesterday?
9 hours of combat sports. And I tell you what, it was a fantastic day after a long work week, my brother.
Okay, so is the old lady ready to throw you out of the house yet, or what?
I think she enjoyed her time, you know, to do her thing. Well, I mean, her hair. That's like, I'm not watching it, I'm talking about it in the house.
Oh, okay, that sounds cool. All right, let's go through the weekend in boxing. Now, we talked about Isaac getting lit up like a White House Christmas from Mr. Dogbo. Of course, Mr. Emmanuel. Emmanuel is looking like a fantastic fighter, Mr. Emmanuel Navarrete. He looks like he's got a future to him. What happened in the main event of that card?
Lemonchenko got a 12-round decision win over Jose Pedraza in a decent fight. I tell you what, I love that huge explosion from Lemonchenko in the 11th round. That was super exciting and entertaining. And it shows you what this man is capable of once he feels comfortable, once he feels confident in his skills. And he lit Pedraza up and scored 2 knockdowns, I believe, in that round.
The 11th,
and closed out a decent fight for him.
Yeah. All right. Now, who was the kid that stole the show last night?
I tell you what, man. Teofimo Lopez nailed Mason Menard with probably one of the knockouts of the year, a right hand that just stiffened Menard up, like just short-circuited this kid, just turned the lights off, and then Menard just went face down to the mat. As soon as I saw that punch land, I knew it was timber time, bro. I was like, oh, no, because we've seen that kind of like short-circuiting, discombobulating knockout where someone just loses all their faculties, and that was definitely a highlight reel. And let's hope that Mason Menard is okay after that first round devastating knockout by the hands of Teofimo Lopez.
Mason Menard, 34-3, but he was sort of like designed to. I mean, he stuck that chin out there. I mean, it was like, here, hit it.
Yeah, 100%. And I tell you what a great way to open up the card, because that'll get people interested in staying with the viewership, you know, rolling over from the Heisman Trophy Awards last night or whatever the programming is preceding the cards. That's what they need up front, a prospect with good matchmaking against a formidable guy, a respectful record, but you get nice entertainment, someone that gets their lights turned out quick, and then right on to the next event.
Okay, unlike Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, we had to sit through 3.5 hours of BS or more.
Oh, my God, that's so terrible. Why don't they just walk these guys out? Like, I hate when they kill all that time in between fights, man. Especially if you're sitting in the arena and you, like, just keep buying concessions because you're bored, you're spending extra money that you don't want to spend. And it's just, like, it just kills the buzz. And especially if you're, like, having a fight party, you just want to see them walk out one after another. That's where the UFC has always been very, very good. Like, they just walk these guys and girls out one after another. And they don't really kill much time on the air.
Looks like Jerry from Cincinnati says that Navarrete is a Mexican hot dog.
Mexican hot dog.
In other words, a hot dog. In other words, he was dogging him. I mean, in other words, he was like, you know, he was showboating on him. He was showboating on him. That's what he meant. I knew what he meant by hot dog. She was showboating on him. I mean, with those steps he was taking, like, here I come. I mean, you know, he was dogging poor. Listen, Dogbo was getting dogged. He's the guy with the dog in his name, but he got dogged.
Well, he certainly did. And again, I can't praise the performance of Navarrete enough. I mean, he certainly got the attention of the boxing world last night. And overall, I think he stole the boxing attention in the universe last night. I mean, Cal Brock fought on DAZN. That wasn't very impressive. Kind of boring, you know.
Who's Michael Zarafa?
Oh, God, man. You know, a guy that bored the hell out of me yesterday.
Okay.
Quite frankly. Okay. You know, but I tell you what. You know, Cal Brock didn't really do much. He won a very boring, lopsided 12-round unanimous decision over Michael. But, in the 12th round, Cal Brock got hurt and looked very tired. This guy's broken, Pete, from the two fights, the one against Triple G, moving up in weight, and then moving back down and taking on Errol Spence, two great fighters, arguably top 10 pound-for-pound guys, and in which Cal Brock's face was destroyed in both encounters.
Okay, so
I think that's taken a lot out of this kid.
So here's a $64,000 question. Was his face broken last night?
Didn't look too banged up, but I just think the residuals, man. You know, because if that face is busted up, you know that head ain't doing too hot either, bro. You know,
and
you got to figure, right? I mean, if the first line of defense, the face is getting cracked, you know that brain was hitting around in that head too. Unfortunately, I hope the best for these guys, and I'm only hard on them because I don't want to see them get hurt. I hope people are around people, and that's going to tie into this whole conversation about letting fights going on too long, like we saw last night with Dogbo, and where we'll touch later with the Brian Ortega versus Max Holloway fight, is that the people around these people, they have to show care and consideration. You know, I don't understand why people let family members, loved ones, fight on when they know they're not the same
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a family member. It doesn't matter if you don't know this guy from dog's poo. You know what I'm saying? You're going to allow somebody to take undue punishment? Why? My only question is, why would you send the guy out to take more of an ass whooping when you know he's been beaten down?
Exactly. And I have to question the care about the people around them, the loved ones, you know? I don't want to see a loved one get beat up like that. I don't care about all the money in the world, you know? I don't want to see someone I care about get beat up. So I have to question the people around them to not make the proper decisions to allow someone's career to continue or discontinue. Because in a guy like Cal Brock, he's just disaster written on the wall. He wants to campaign at 154 pounds. You got a Charlo there. You got Jaime Munguia there. You got Lara still there. You got Jarrett Hurd there. And he was calling out Jarrett Hurd yesterday. I'm like, bro, why? Why do you want to do this to yourself? You want to take on another beast? Okay. You know, he did it at 160. He did it at 147. Now you want to kind of, you know, sandwich it with the 154 and get destroyed by one of their best? Is this guy on a suicide mission?
You know, how can I say this? Benji Estevez is one of the best referees in the world. Benji Estevez Jr. was a referee last night, of course, for the Dogbo Navarrete fight. And I thought he let it go way, way, way too long. He told Dogbo at the beginning of the 12th round, if you don't show me something, I'm going to stop it. I thought he should have told him that about the 9th round. And I thought that Benji was just a couple minutes too late there. But you blame the referee to an extent. You blame the commission to an extent. And you have to blame the corner to an extent because they didn't jump in and save this guy's ass. Okay, we'll talk about that USC fight a little bit later. So Lomachenko was the winner. Kell Brook was the winner. What about Antonio Moran and Edson Ramirez? Didn't that rock and roll the other night on Telemundo?
I didn't catch that one, but I did see a good fight. Ramirez versus Michael Perez.
That's the one I'm talking about, yeah.
That's the one. Okay, that's what I thought when I heard the names. I'm like, wait a minute. Dude, that was a nasty, nasty fight, bro. And that KO in the eighth was ridiculous to typify a slugfest, man. You know, both fighters were down in the bout, leading to just a nasty finish. And that's the first fight I think I watched the day yesterday, and I'm like, all right, I'm in, brother.
Okay, let's talk about the final HBO show last night. Let's talk about the actual athletic events, the athletes involved. Cecilia Brakes and Alec Lopez, tell me about it.
Boring. You know, here's what's up, man. There's just no drama because in women boxing, they don't really go for it with the same passion. I have to compare the mixed martial arts female fighters here to the female boxing because there's more passion with the mixed martial arts ladies than there is with the boxing. You know, not because they get knockouts and stoppages. It's just there's more fire, more excitement. They come in looking like like they want to do something, like they're happy to be there and passionate, like ready to go on a thrill ride, if you will. And I have a hard time with it. I try to, you know, support these women and get invested, but I just can't because they just don't, they don't get me excited, Pete, quite frankly.
Well, there's no excitement involved. Sort of like the WNBA. I mean, how many times have you went to a WNBA game and wanted to go back? How many times have you went to one?
Right, exactly. Okay. Exactly. I mean, as far as the card goes, I mean, there was emotional feels, obviously, it being HBO's last montage at the end. 10 minutes long, fans, if you have not seen this yet, watch this thing. It's a journey through your life's memory. If you're a hardcore boxing fan watching HBO for 30 years like I am, I looked at footage of fights. I remembered where I was, who I was with in those moments, what we were eating, what we were talking about, what was going on in the world at that time. And, man, I got goosebumps. And I got to admit, Pete, I cried a little bit.
Yeah, it would definitely bring some moisture to the tear ducts when you look back on the history of, you know, because here's what's up. When I was watching that, you're right, I was there, I was here, I was there, the fights I was live at, you know. I remember Larry and I interacting after the Hagler-Hearns fight, after Arguello and Pryor went at it. I mean, it's just all these different interactions before, after, and during the fights. It's just, wow, HBO has been HBO's been that ship for us. They brought us great fights. Of course, Don King coming together with Seth Abraham back in 1978 and bringing boxing to, it wasn't HBO, baby, it was home box office. That's what it was called.
Yeah,
go on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. And they put the tuxedo in boxing, you know, and it's like when you look at the foundation for how, like, you know, nowadays we look at the UFC or boxing in general or sporting events, like HBO set the bar for production, for commentating, you know, just for a sporting event and making it feel like something huge. Whenever I watched the fight on HBO growing up, it felt larger than life to me. And if you look at a lot of sports platforms nowadays, whether it's Bellator or UFC, you know, any sport really, HBO raised that bar and just made it feel like every event had to feel like a spectacle. And I got to give HBO all the credit in the world because they're the reason why I got into boxing, the original heart and soul of boxing, especially props to Mr. Larry Merchant, who was just wonderful and fantastic and just a complete inspiration to anyone that's ever watched the sport, especially if you want to be involved in a business sense.
All right, in 2 minutes or less, where and why did HBO go in the tank? When and where?
I'd say a couple of years ago, HBO lost interest in boxing for whatever reason. And, you know, nowadays with the platforms coming up and other people investing money, like ESPN investing heavily, and they just got outbid because HBO is an entertainment network. It's not a sports network. And if you look, sports networks are buying in heavily HBO. So I think a long story short is that they just didn't have the budget for it, man.
Interesting. HBO, of course, out of the fight games after 1978. Don King brought boxing to home box office. It was the beginning of the cable boxing wars. Of course, Showtime would come on later, and then pay-per-view came along. And, of course, the first pay-per-view event, as far as home pay-per-view was concerned, was September of 1981, the first Leonard Hearns fight. Of course, Dan Duva brought this to pay-per-view, home pay-per-view. Don King and Bob Arum said, he's going to kill the sport. The sport of boxing is dead. It'll never live again, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And look it, those guys made zillions of dollars off pay-per-view.
Absolutely. I have to say, a lot of people made a lot of money and still will. Pay-per-view will always be a market. Fox is now getting involved in pay-per-view business as well. Showtime will always be their pay-per-view. I hear ESPN is thinking about doing a pay-per-view, so they're always going to be there. Thankfully, DAZN is claiming no pay-per-views. So, okay, you know, because we've had enough for boxing.
Before I ask you about hour number two, don't forget December 8th, 1980. It was the night that John Lennon was assassinated. I don't know where you were, but I remember where I was that night. Anyway, the bottom line is, what's up for hour number two? What are we talking about?
We're going to go over the UFC card from last night. Max Holloway taking out Brian Ortega. We'll talk about the rest of the boxing schedule for the rest of the year. And also we'll highlight some of the best ofs. We'll look at prospect of the year, round of the year so far. We'll look at some of the highlights going into the new year.
Johnny Signorella coming back in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, this is your inside look in the world of combat sports, boxing, MMA, of course. We even talk a little pro wrestling once in a while. Straight up, we have open phone lines. You can join us if you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text the studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
The Mighty Dramatics, no doubt about it, man. They rocked and rolled, man. L.J. Reynolds, I really miss, you know, when you think about the Dramatics and, you know, the fact that they were on top for so long, they came out here. When they would come out here, we got together, we smoked weed, we had a good time. Ron Banks passed away in 2010. Ron Banks was probably the player of players. I love being around Ron Banks because Ron Banks always brought the beautiful ladies with him. Straight up from playing to back to the radio. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two, we'll bring you into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, talk about the UFC last night, UFC 231. Brian Ortega challenging for the featherweight championship held by Max Holloway. He was destroyed. I mean, early on, a slight favorite going in. I thought that Ortega would win hands down, but man, Max Holloway showed me why he might be the best featherweight in the history of mixed martial arts as far as the UFC is concerned. So straight up, we'll talk about the UFC in depth in hour number two. And of course, we'll also talk about fighters and when fighters need to be stopped, either by the corner, by the doctor, by the referee, by somebody, folks. Last week, Adonis Stevenson, the WBC then light heavyweight champion before he lost that title. Of course, the guy's like 41 years old, been fighting stiffs for 4 or 5 years. They finally put him in the ring with a real contender, and he almost got killed. I'm serious. He's got brain damage. They, you know, put him into a self-induced coma. So the bottom line is you got to know when to pull the plug and you got to know when to fight. And Adonis Stevenson, probably one fight too many, baby. 41 years old. Boxing is not kind to old men. It's just not. Look at what happened to Ali on October 2nd, 1980 against Larry Holmes.
Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide still to come. Loving you in Panama. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.